This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing. I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that, you spend with us. You spend with us, you know, taking your time, watching what's going on. And hopefully, I hope you see some value in the information that I'm giving you. And head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But the other thing you can do, there's a couple things going on. For some of you who've been listening for quite some time, you know that we're in a legal suit with Katie Hill and her team. And so whether innocent or not, you know, you have to fight it. They're looking to break us. They're not going to break us. They didn't do anything wrong. If you want to know more about the story, I would appreciate any help you can give me. TheRealSide.com/HelpJoe, TheRealSide.com/HelpJoe. Okay. I have so many stories I want to get through. I'm not going to get through them all, but whatever. California officials say the unemployment fraud now totals more than $11 billion. But we can trust them. Gavin wants more money. He wants money from the federal government. He wants more of your tax money. So he blew a bunch of your tax money. This is such a never-ending story in California. And I do mean never ending. All right? I mean, they can't, they'll tell you because it's a big state, it's hard to manage. No, no, no. It's because he put incompetent people in there. California officials said on Monday they have confirmed that over $11.4 billion in unemployment benefits paid during COVID-19 involved fraud. 10% of the benefits paid, and another 17 are under investigation. In addition, this is the thing. You've had one person on the voter rolls at a house, one person, you know, filing for their taxes at a house, and all of a sudden, there's 12 people collecting an unemployment check at the same house. All of a sudden, there's a bunch of people in prison collecting unemployment. You do not need a degree, a college degree, to figure this out. Now, in addition to the confirmed fraud, the State Employment Department, they've stopped tens of billions of dollars in payments on bogus claims, right, through a tougher security measure. Some people tell me it's identity fraud. They're using identity fraud to catch people. There's no sugarcoating the reality, the California legislature said. California has not had sufficient security measures in place to prevent this level of fraud, and the criminals took advantage of it. Okay. I think, you know, don't we have all the technology people? Aren't we on the cutting edge? Isn't this where it all emanates from? California's paid out $114 billion unemployment benefits since March of 2020. When the state's stay-at-home order caused many businesses to close, reduce operations, putting millions of people out of business. Almost 19 million claims have been processed by the agency. Now, in addition to 10% of benefits confirmed to involve fraud, the state's investigating another 17% of benefits involving suspicious claims, right? Officials said a large number of those claims could end up being fraudulent as well. The state said part of the blame goes to the Trump administration, of course. Although, they couldn't give you one reason as to why. Right? Nothing shades under the Biden administration. The money's still going out. She said that the administration failed to provide adequate guidance. What kind of guidance do you need? You already have an unemployment system in place. She's talking about fraud, where people are not giving the right numbers, not giving the right addresses or what have you, or using addresses that are using names of people that don't live at those addresses. How is that Trump's fault? The state should already have those fraud provisions in place. It's just amazing. Almost all the claims were filed through a new federal program that provides unemployment benefits to gig workers. Yeah, they hate gig and independent contractors. They hate them. In California, they do. So because they hate them, they shouldn't be allowed to file unemployment. The funny thing about it was that we've been arguing about this now for years. Because they did away with your ability to do what they call gig, a gig experience, if you would. But these people are amazing. I mean, I'm sorry. I think that they're amazing. And I say that, I'm kind of giggling here, but I say that because if you think about it, the gig employment, for some of you who don't know, I guess it's handyman work if you really want to get it down to brass tacks. We have, in the media world, we have people that write stories for our websites and such. They get a few bucks here and there for doing it. They're not employees, so it's like a piece worker. But California said, no, that's not good because you're not getting paid properly, and you can only do 5 of those a year. Not a week, not a month, but a year. And yet, Hollywood's been getting away with it forever. A lot of their people are not full-time employees. They are gig workers, if you would. They were going after Lyft, and Uber, but as usual, they're rushed to try to nail somebody for making some money. Ended up hurting them big time. So in a recent press conference, it should be no surprise that EDD was overwhelmed, just like the rest of the nation's unemployment agencies. They want to blame it on everybody. If your system is in place, could it become overwhelmed? Of course it could. Not made to take that much input at one time. But it shouldn't be that hard. Somebody who was in technology for 25 years, it is not that hard, right, to bump up the security. And I don't know why I know why they're making such a big deal. They blew it. And they want to blame it on everybody but themselves. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do mean it. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You want to be part of the conversation, because the only way to become part of the solution is if you get involved and get engaged, if you get informed. Now, I would believe that you'll get informed in this show. All right, I just don't say stuff to say stuff. I got better stuff I want to do anyhow, instead of sitting here basically talking to myself. But you got to get informed in order to engage with these people. Otherwise, you're not doing anything. You're just playing the whole Twitter game. And hopefully, you've learned enough now to stop playing the Twitter game. Because these people are not only they're not on your side, they don't care about you. Period.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Okay, I haven't had this guy on for a while, and it's too bad. I mean, he was very busy. Thank God he was doing what he was doing, because he was going around the country, and he was teaching people, young people, teaching parents, young parents. Truly.
He's here, host of The Guy Benson Show, a Fox News contributor and author of End of Discussion.
What is that all about?
End of a Discussion guy. I mean, there was no discussion.
All right, never mind. Anyway, Tom Kirstein joins me. He's the author of Disconnected. Tom, thanks so much for being with me. I am sorry. Everything on my machine just went all black, but we'll deal with it anyhow.
Okay.
Hey, listen, it's the NSA. They don't want your message to get out. I'm telling you. That's what it's all about right there. So, Tom, first of all, there are a lot of people who are new to this. They're just learning about you, what have you. And why don't you tell them how you stumbled on this? You know, you're an educator. You saw what was happening with these kids, but put it in your words.
Yeah, so I'm a former educator now. I retired after 25 years back at the end of January. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, private practice. So in my words, I've been dealing with teenagers and families for 25 years. And what I've seen over the last, I'm going to say 10 years, is unprecedented. We have a different crop of adolescents, a different generation, where our kids are kind of losing a sense, not even losing, not even developing a sense of who they are. Because, you know, the sense of self is now predicated on, you know, who likes them, how many friends they have on superficial social media, and everything else. So all things that kind of go against the definition of self-esteem.
Yeah, and my concern, the reason I reached out to you, was my concern is the kids are now home. We had a concern that they're in front of that machine, that device all the time, whatever the device is, and you know, we were asking parents, you know, not so much take it away from them, but my God, get them off it, get them engaged, get them, you know, involved with family and other things, and now they pretty much have no choice. Pretty much have no choice in the matter. They need it for school. Now to socialize, it's the only way they can socialize these days, or they think it is. This cannot be healthy for them, can it?
Not at all. I mean, I got into this topic back in 2009. The first lecture I did was in March of 2009. It was called Digitally Distracted, and it was basically informing parents about what's to come. This is like the kind of the early stages of screen time and so forth. And so that led me to write the book Disconnected, which came out in 2016, and, you know, became a real popular book. And now the second edition of it with a big publisher is coming out in a week from today, actually. It's called Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids and the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. And, you know, and I wrote that book, you know, really informing parents. I've been lecturing all over the country. Now COVID hits. My lectures in informing parents is now doing kind of Zooming it. So that's like the one positive attribute of technology. But what we have right now, Joe, is kids and adults alike that they don't really have any other choice. They do have a choice, but in today's day and age, they don't really know they have a choice. But, you know, we have kids cooped up in their bedrooms. They're spending more time than ever, and they were already spending too much time on screens. And now with homeschooling in the happening in the spring and likely returning in the fall, my concern is that these kids aren't going to know anything other than that. So the social, emotional, human component of human nature is now being further compromised. That's what my biggest concern is.
Yeah, and I can see it. I can see. Look at. The one thing I did very much appreciate is over the beginning or the end of the quote-unquote school year, I saw the kids out and about. I saw a lot of teens in the park or on bikes, and they were together in smaller groups. Now, maybe they do that on campus, but when I saw them at the park, at least they were out there. They were talking with each other. There were different areas of the park, that kind of stuff, and they were talking. They weren't just holding their phones in their hands. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
well, yeah, I do. Cause,
go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
yeah,
no,
so
you go ahead.
Say, so, yeah, so that's an important component of everything I talk about is your social communication skills, because that's what we are as human beings. We are wired and we are evolutionarily meant to be communicating at a face-to-face level. So up where I live in northern New Jersey, a lot of kids go off to summer camp every year, right? And over the years, you know, I've been dealing with so many families, so many teenagers and stuff. When I've asked teenagers what was the best part about summer camp, people that are listening right now are going to be surprised what I'm about to tell you. And most of them would say, not having my phone. All right. So Oh, I swear to God. There's no camps going on this summer, really, but in the last five, six, 7 years, they would actually... So these are kids that are glued to their screens all day long, right? And now they go up to go to sleepaway camp for 7 weeks, and they're not allowed to have their phone. So they're, you know, hemming and hawing about it. And after the seventh week, when you speak to them, they say the best part was not having my phone, because guess why? Because they discovered something that they craved that they didn't know they craved. And that's the connection, the human connection with peers, the deep discussions and conversations at an emotional level that they have with their peers and so forth, and just the rewards that came from that, something they didn't know they craved. And unfortunately, they come back from summer camp, and that's not happening this year, and kind of fall right back into the same pattern. And, you know, so that's kind of been one of my missions, Joe, is like to try to get, you know, into the heads of parents who ultimately decide what their kids are doing, to get these kids out and about, communicating, putting their phones down, throwing the Frisbee around, and just doing what they're supposed to do. It's critically important to their communication skills, to their social development, and their emotional development.
You want to, wait a minute. You want the kids to actually go outside in the fresh air and actually, you know, get involved differently than that little blue glow coming off their phone? But you're
100%. Like, I'm out on my deck right now. I'm like a half hour from New York City, so I'm up in like kind of the woods. You wouldn't, you know, people don't know what New Jersey is like, but I'm like, yeah, it's surrounded by trees. There's deer all over the place. I'm hearing the crickets in the background. I've been standing out here for like 15 minutes, you know, getting ready to, you know, have this conversation with you. And it is just unbelievable. It's just marvelous. I'm out here by myself, you know, kind of like connecting with nature and so forth. And everybody knows this. It's no secret. Parents know this. But, you know, to get your kid off of that Blu-ray screen, that iPad or that phone or their video game system, and just be, is now a challenge, and that's inherent in what we are. And that's the real problem.
Well, I'm going to tell you from personal experience when we come back what happened at one of our schools. And then I want you to start, we're going to need to start telling people how they can help their kids, even in this time, get away from those phones and get involved. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Tom Kersting is going nowhere. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue in Congress over the size of a COVID relief package, with President Biden telling House Democrats on Wednesday that he's willing to negotiate with Republicans, who are seeking a smaller package than his $1.9 trillion proposal. But many believe that a large relief bill is still needed. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says her state has been hit hard by the pandemic. The New York Democrat tells CNN that she believes GOP negotiators are unwilling to take the steps to meet the need of the suffering.
The reality of what's happening in my state is horrible. And so we need a generous and robust and bold package. We need something that actually adds to food stamps and to pandemic EBT, one that adds to housing, to health care workers, to job training. And that's what the Republicans are unwilling to do. They are willing to do money for vaccines, everyone is, but they're not willing to go the extra step to meet the need of the suffering.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 World Show. 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation and part of the solution. Let me bring my guest back on. I so much enjoy the time that he spends with us. Tom Kersting is joining me. And I don't know, Tom. I guess I met you almost a year ago, and I've had you on the show a couple of times. And I got to tell you, I love the book. The book is called, Disconnected. And if you can't figure that, I'll give you the rest of it in a second, but if you can't figure out what that means, right, your kids are so connected to the devices in their hand, to what's online, to the social media networks, that they're not thinking for themselves anymore. They're not able to push through things because they can't Google it to get the answer. So, Tom is a... Go ahead. Well, you're a psychotherapist, retired school counselor, and you see him on Fox and Friends and other talk shows. And, again, let's just jump in. I love having you on, and I never have enough time with you.
Yeah, that, disconnected. Think about that. So, like, kids and adults, for that matter, we're constantly connected, right? So we live in this connected world, right? But the reality is we live in a very disconnected world because connection isn't some cyber variable. It's human to human, face to face, emotion to emotion, and we're kind of severing that human reality and relinquishing that to this cyber reality. And it's kids, adults, everyone. And my new book comes out a week from today. It's going to be released nationally by a major publisher. It's the second edition. Tons of updates. I know you read the original version. You loved it. The second one's better. And, it's something literally that every parent has to read this book because it relates to their lives day to day, themselves, their parents, the disconnect between them and their kids, all of the things that are happening with their kids, the behavioral issues I'm seeing nowadays, the anxiety, the depression. And unfortunately, the suicide rates is going up. That's upticking for many years now. And now we have, a new school year coming and a new debate about that. The kids go back to school or do they not?
Well,
I'm going to ask you, and here's the reason. You know I'm on the school board. We had you out to speak to our community members. It was great. A lot of buzz around it. A lot of parents got informed. You know, they don't even think of this stuff usually. They got informed. Now the kids haven't been in school. We're watching depression rates skyrocket. Again, to your point, suicide rates. The kids truly feel disconnected from life, if you would. Because their whole life was going and seeing that teacher, being with their friends, that kind of stuff. So this is not, as we hear on a regular basis, this is not something that's just going to be for the school year. This is going to affect these kids long term. Help us kind of try to figure out what to do here.
It is. Like, you know, any folks listening right now, keep this in mind. Your children spend more time with their teachers than they do with you on a day-to-day basis, right? Of course, you know, we want to be with our kids as much as we can. But that's like, they're almost like, you can equate it to their full-time job. They get up, and it's not just the educational component. It's every other thing under the umbrella, the social component, meeting new people, the communication, and just being part of a group, being part of a community and so forth. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what humans are meant to do. Now our kid, what I'm seeing right now, my private practice, Joe, is, a social isolation issue that's happening. I'm getting calls like crazy from parents, particularly with teenagers and kids younger than teenagers that are just kind of unraveling, and they don't know why they're unraveling. They're unraveling because, you know, they're not doing what we are meant to do as people, which is running around out in the backyard, playing manhunt, being with their friends, going to school. You know, what we know as human beings is sort of now has changed almost overnight. And we have this debate now. I was just talking about this on Fox and Friends the other day, you know, about should kids go back to school or shouldn't they? So, you know, the Center of Disease Control came out and said that kids absolutely need to go back to school because the critical ramifications of not going back to school exceed the possibilities of a critical incident happening from COVID-19. You know, when you look at the critical mortality rate of kids being 0.17%, which is actually less than 1%, you know, the argument is, all right, so we know this disease isn't really affecting our kids. The kids, you know, according to some of the resources, are not transmitters of the disease, you know, but at the same time, we have to keep them locked at home forever. So where does it end? That's the problem. Where does it end? What do we do? So I think somebody's got to step up to the plate and say, all right, we got to get our kids back to normalcy. And yes, this affects the elderly and so forth. And, you know, we have to, you know, keep our kids away from the elderly until we ride this thing out. But the longer we keep kids away from a sense of normalcy, the more damage that we're creating in the long haul.
I agree with you. I mean, these kids are up against, you know, look at what's going on in society today. You got the whole BLM thing that's happening, the COVID thing that's happening. They're living in fear. They don't know when they're going to see their friends again. They don't know when they're going to see their teachers again. And so parents really have to be on top of this because I was joking earlier saying that, you know, this is the first time that they've had to spend a whole day with little Johnny, a little Susie. And, and now they're having to deal with not only just the education, but their work, the kids, and the whole nine yards. A lot of stress happening there. A lot of emotions flying in the house, isn't there?
Well, yeah, not only that, but even without question. So now, and the other issue is, like, you know, parents of younger kids. Like, so we live in a world now where, you know, we have more, you know, two parents working than we've ever had historically. And, you know, what do you do if you have kids that are in, you know, kindergarten and first grade and you can't afford childcare? So the people that are really going to be feeling the ramifications are people from lower socioeconomic communities and so forth, that both parents have to go out and work. They may not be able to afford childcare. The school districts that they are in might not be able to afford to give every kid a computer. So they're in this sort of quandary, and like, what do I do? Quit my job and go live in a tent, you know, and stay safe, you know, for the sake of the order? Or do we try to figure out a way of, you know, getting our kids back to, you know, back into the school building, doing it in a way that's safe for everybody? I think we could pull that off. You're on a school board, I know that. But we can't just, you know, sort of give in to the, because this thing's become, like everything else, become politicized now.
Right. Yeah.
That's just the reality of it. Anybody can, you can disagree with that, but that's just the reality. It's become politicized, and you know, we got to take that out of the equation. We got to really look at the important component. We care about our kids, and we have to do what's right by our kids.
Yep. I totally agree with you. All right. So there was just other downers this whole time. I mean, well, here's the fun thing about it. I started to tell you that in one of our junior high schools, the principal there decided to ban cell phones just as a whole. And so the kids, she found after a day or two, the kids were actually communicating with each other face to face, sitting in a quad, not having half conversations while typing something. And the kids, after a couple of weeks, said, you know what? This is great.
Yeah, I like this. Right.
You know?
And I think, yeah, exactly. Like we just talked about in the break. That's instinctive. That's our instincts as human beings. And I was telling you earlier, too, during the commercial break, that yeah, over the last several years, I've had many kids up here in, you know, the New York area. A lot of kids go to sleepaway camp for 7 weeks. And you know how many kids I've had that I've counseled when I was at the high school that would come back and I would ask them, you know, what was the best part about, you know, being at camp for 7 weeks? They said, not having my phone. So what that tells me is that, you know, every one of these kids is complaining, I can't have my phone. But when they get there, they get exposed to human interaction and developing relationships and creating memories over 7 weeks. It's something they craved, but they never knew they craved because they never had the ability to crave it. And I just think that's so fundamentally important. So your school board, you know, with the phone issue, seeing kids communicating, I'll take it a step further. I had a principal in, I forget what state it was, Wyoming or something, read my book, sent me an email, and said, I'm bringing this to the school board. And they brought to the school board that they were banning phones from coming into the school year this past September. And they pulled it off, regardless of how many parents would complain. And it's been nothing but a 100% victory.
Yeah. When you see the look on these kids, when you see what they're doing and how engaged and involved they become, it's great. I think it's great anyhow. But, you know, I'm not the expert. That's why I bring guys like you on. Because, you know, some people will say, and it's funny, out of 11 or 1,200 kids, I think was total in that particular school, you had about three parents that were very upset they couldn't get a hold of their kids during the day. You know, and it's
yeah, well, that's
like, you're not supposed to.
Well, that's right. You know, because the problem with the smartphones nowadays, you know, it's not really about the kids when it comes to school. It's about the parents. It's become their sort of lifeline, their umbilical cord. They become so accustomed to, you know, contacting their kid whenever they need to, you know, telling them this or that.
All right. So yeah, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you can give parents tips, tricks, things they can do to help take some of that stress and that aggravation off the kids and get them acclimated into, how about family life? You know, we'll do that on the way back. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Tom's not going anywhere either. He'll be back after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion-dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved. Do, 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 do.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation, because you're not going to learn anything sitting there trying to figure out your own. Believe me. You need help. So I've asked Tom Kirsten to join me. He's a psychotherapist and a retired school counselor. I've asked him to come on because he wrote a great book, actually being updated here shortly. Disconnected is what it's called. You can find it on Amazon. You can pre-order it on his website, TomKirsting.com. That's with a K, TomKirsting.com. So head over there, check it out. He's got videos up there and everything, and I'm telling you, if you've got a teenager, look, if you got one teenager, you should check it out. If you got more than one teenager, you have to check it out. Tom, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jeff.
All right. So one of the things I wanted to talk about is that, you know, it's easy for us to sit there and go, you know, the sky's falling, things are terrible, your kids are dying, but how do we fix it? How do we help? And I mean, I don't mean that physically. I mean, they're withering away mentally because they don't know what to do. And for a country like ours, we have the highest teen suicide rate on the planet. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's getting younger. You know, younger kids are now taking their own lives, unfortunately. And yeah, again, without, you know, so when I'm out there, you know, doing my lectures, I was up by you back in February out in California. I'm all the way on the East Coast. You know, the big thing is, what do we do, all right? And anybody listening right now, all right, the tips for this are very simple, all right? It's not very complicated. I'm going to throw a few out there right now. The first thing we got to do in order to get our kids back to back to reality and you know, spend less time on their screens and more time with us, is we got to practice what we preach. And that means that as adults, as parents, we have to power down our own devices, our own computers and so forth when we are at home with our children. Because adults are just as guilty in terms of screen time usage. Okay, that's number one. Second thing that we need to do, very simple thing, but if you have a teenager, it might be, you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with the blowback that you're going to get from your kids. You got to get those phones out of their bedrooms, okay? Because teenagers, I've worked with millions of them probably. Every teenager nowadays, but not every, but I'm going to say 98%, the phone goes in the bedroom with them and it stays there at night. And every teenager I've talked to in the last 5 years tells me that they stay up till 1 till 4 o'clock in the morning on school nights. And parents,
wow.
Get those things out of the bedroom. Yeah, that's all another thing, sleep deprivation. Get your kids involved. Like right now is a good time. We're home with our kids. Let your kids be part of the family. Tell your kid, all right, you're taking the recycling out. You're taking the garbage out. You're going to help me cook tonight. We're going to play games together. Let's go for a walk. Get involved. That's going to require us to participate in that as parents, okay? You know, just simple little things like that. Another rule that I really think is important, any parent listening right now that has a kid that plays video games, if you have a boy that's between 10 and 18, your kid's playing video games. Make a rule, if we go back to school, that there are no video games allowed during the school week, period, because that's all they're going to be thinking about. They're going to race through their homework and their studies and so forth to go play the Fortnite. If your kids are going back to school and it's home-based and computer learning and you have a teenager, do not allow their smartphone to be in the same zip code as them when they're in school at home on their computer because they will get distracted by their phone and they're not going to gain the knowledge they need doing computer-based learning. Simple stuff like that.
I'm always amazed at the simple things. Like, we did the same thing. Even our kids weren't allowed to have phones. They're a little older now, but phones were becoming a big deal. Some of the younger kids, I mean, back to the flip phone days, you know, some of those younger kids had flip phones in their backpacks. I'm going, wait a minute. Why do they need one? Well, in case they have to get a hold of them. You haven't had to get a hold of them this far. They're little kids. Call the office. They'll find your child, believe me. You know?
Well, exactly. And that brings me to another tip, Joe. Send your kid to school without the phone. Right? And that's harder for parents because parents are now dependent. They become dependent on knowing everything their kids are doing, being able to get in touch with them whenever they want to get in touch with them. I'm telling you right now, 25 years working in a public high school, the kids having phones on them, it does 100% more harm than good. Yeah, you can maybe pick your kid up a little bit early and get there at exactly 6 p.m. after practice. Let your kid wait till 6:15. All right? You know, just it's the simple little things like that. The phones going into school is nothing but a distraction. I mean, I've spoken to countless teachers when I worked in education, and they just battle it every day. It's like they can't help themselves. You know, we want to think our kids can be responsible. They really can't. We have to be responsible for them.
No, I love these parents, and I know some of these people that think that their child is 16, 15, 16, 17. Well, not my kid. My kid can handle anything, and these are – well, look, then he's an extremely exceptional child, one like I've never seen before. And when they get, you know, it's when they get addicted to these phones, I don't care how responsible you think your child is, you're going to find out not as much as you thought eventually, because they are truly. It's almost like it calls their name on a regular basis, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you're talking about, you know, adolescence, and like when I give a definition of adolescence in one word, I use the word insecurity, right? So. you're trying to figure out who you are, you're changing hormonally, you're going through puberty, and, you know, where you fit in the social pecking order. They have this device where, you know, you're getting this constant attention feedback loop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually affecting their self. It's not helping their self-esteem, because self-esteem doesn't come from the outside source. It comes from within. And, you know, we give them these, you know, modern-day weapons of mass destruction called the smartphone. And now our kids who are already impressionable, their brains are developing, now they're getting all of this superficial feedback, and they think they're feeling good about themselves, but they're feeling terrible about themselves, because all they're doing is comparing themselves to all of the peers in their school.
You know, Tom, the thing that's always, and again, I'm going to sound like an old guy for a minute, so bear with me. The thing that always amazes me is in the 70s, when I was growing up, we seemed to have, or we were taught to push through things, that how to cope with stupid little things in life, right? I mean, that kind of stuff. And it almost seems today that very few of these kids can push through any kind of change from their daily routine, if you would. Now, did we do that to them? Is it a sign of the times? Is it culture? Is it these smartphones? Or am I just way off?
No, you're right on. And it's a combination of all of the above. So, you know, the generation of parents today, and it's not really their fault, it's just generational, is we're the bailout parents nowadays. If we insulate our kids from any failures, from any adversities. That's why we have, you know, the trophy generation. Every kid gets a trophy, because God forbid, you know, a kid comes in last, the team comes in last place, and that kid has to deal with that, you know. But by insulating our kids, by protecting our kids from, quote, failure, we're doing them a disservice. Because in order to succeed in life, there are barriers. Any person that has succeeded to the greatest potential has had to overcome barriers, experience failures, and so forth. But if we protect our kids from that day in and day out, and they get into the real world, and they get their first job, and their boss says, you know what, that's a really terrible report that you just wrote up, a lot of them can't handle that, because they've never experienced that before. They've been told that they're perfect. They've been told that, you know, they can do no wrong. And that's just a very, very bad, you know, message that we're sending our kids, because that's not what the real world is like out there.
Yeah.
Our kids, in order to succeed, you must fail, period.
Oh, hey, people thought I was nuts at one time. I have 4 kids, and they were very close in age. And I did, unless it was going to physically harm them, I let them fail on a regular basis. I figured the best place for them to fail was while they were at home with me, where if it really went sideways, I could save their butts. But most of the time, you know, again, they figured it out after a while. They knew what they needed to do. And I think parents are afraid of seeing their kids see any kind of pain whatsoever. And
I remember when I coached Little League Baseball with my son for many years. I was one of the coaches on the team, a travel team, and all that. And the kids, when they were younger, they'd come in, they struck out, they'd come in and they'd cry, and parents would come to the fence and so forth. And I would explain to the boys, I would say, listen, but guys, if you take a Major League Baseball player that has played for 15 or 20 years, right, and every 10 at-bats, they strike out 7 times, and the other 3 at-bats, they get 3 hits, what do you think happens to that player? And they're like, what? And I would say to them, they make it to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame because they have a lifetime 300 batting average. So they fail 7 out of 10 times, but they make it to the Hall of Fame. Think about that for a minute. And that's a good thing. You know, not that we want our kids to fail, but we want them to experience and overcome, you know, these, quote, failures in order to find within themselves the ability to push harder and work harder.
Yeah, I don't understand why parents are so afraid to let their kids fail. You know, you see these kids, and, you know, you look at the look on their face when they fail once, they fail twice, they're pumping away, they're trying to get it done, and then they succeed. The look on their face is priceless. Because they get a sense of self-worth, true self-worth that they didn't have before.
Yeah, it makes them want to work harder. It's kind of like, you know, when you have when your kid is 2 years old and you're like in the kitchen and they're in the family room and you see the kid trip and fall and then they look at you with that face and they're just about to cry and as soon as you run over to them to rescue them, they start crying.
Right.
If you don't run over and rescue them, you just stand there and kind of like pretend you're doing something else, they go about their business again.
Yep.
You know, so we're kind of, you know, we're sort of, in a way, we start enabling that stuff at a young age.
I always joke, if you saw somebody that was, you know, my size, 200 pounds, coming at you at 90 miles an hour, looking pretty scary, you'd cry too, because that's about what it looks like to that little kid on the floor. All right, Tom, Amazon.com is where they can find your book, Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids, your new version, coming out next week. But you know what? Go to TomKirsting.com. I'll put the information up on the website. Check them out, Tom. Always, always enjoy when you're on with me. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, bro. Appreciate it.
Joe Messina, your host.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?